Welcome back to Pod TST. This is Kenneth Arthur, and today I am talking about the LA Rams' first selection of the 2021 NFL Draft. Consider this a little Pod TST quick hitter, and we are going to be talking about Tutu Atwell, the wide receiver out of Louisville, who the Rams have selected with the 57th overall pick, the same pick they used on Van Jefferson out of Florida, another wide receiver just 1 year ago. For that reason and a number of other reasons, whether it was because the Rams had an apparent need at center or along the offensive line to perhaps allow Austin Corbett to move to center, or whether it was a linebacker who could help transform some talent on the defense where the Rams haven't had a lot of, or at least haven't invested a ton into the inside linebacker positions. So people might have been expecting something else, but I do think that the 2-2 Atwell pick by the Rams in the second round was somewhat, not predictable, but on brand in hindsight. Just moments before the pick was made, it did occur to me that the Rams have some work to do here after acquiring Matthew Stafford, who is a much different quarterback than Jared Goff. So it just hit me. Of course, the Rams are going to probably want to put some pieces around Matthew Stafford that are more attuned to what they want to do on offense. And while it might seem like the Rams have invested a lot around the quarterback position in recent years and recent drafts, which is true, Jared Goff was, again, a different quarterback than Matthew Stafford. So when the Rams extended Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, they had Jared Goff. When the Rams drafted Van Jefferson, they had Jared Goff. And their belief was that they had Jared Goff. There was no sign at the time that they were going to trade for Matthew Stafford. So they had to do something that might work more towards the offense that they're going to be running with Matthew Stafford. So what did they do this year after acquiring Matthew Stafford? They signed DeSean Jackson to a higher contract value than most people had expected, given that DeSean Jackson will be 35 this year and he's missed 24 of the last 32 games. But now they've also drafted Tutu Atwell, who was called by coaches DeSean Jackson Jr. So it was pretty obvious that DeSean Jackson hardly even has a present, let alone a future with the Rams. And he was so important to them that they committed $4 to $6 million to DeSean Jackson, who is simply a player who is capable of doing things on the field that Sean McVay feels he wants to have a receiver who can do. Clearly, to the point of it being so important to McVay, he must feel that having a fast receiver who can change the way that defenses prepare for him on offense by taking the quote-unquote top off, you know, as people like to say. But it was so important for Sean McVay to get a player who is fast, like a Brandon Cooks, somebody that was able to take the Rams from where they were as a 22nd ranked scoring team in 2020 to when they were first and second ranked in Sean McVay's first two seasons. And so Matthew Stafford is going to be one major part of that, one major component of that. But the selection of Tutu Atwell, while it is considered a reach by some, I think this is obviously Sean McVay saying that Tutu Atwell is a much better prospect than, say, someone like Anthony Schwartz. And he did not feel that by waiting until their next pick at pick 88, which as I record this, they haven't made it yet, so I don't know who that's going to be. But clearly he felt that there wasn't another receiver in the draft who he thought would be on the board. And you can say Les Snead, of course, from his home, thought that this was it. If they didn't take Tutu Atwell, they didn't think that Tutu Atwell was going to be available at 88, and they didn't think that a Tutu Atwell consolation prize was going to be available at 88. And if they couldn't find a trade partner that was going to work within that range where they could still feel like they got the player that they wanted, which I understand, again, this happens every year with almost every team, they don't draft the player that the fans want. I don't know if any teams out there are drafting the players or the positions that the fans want. I think it's pretty much a consensus that teams don't draft as expected. I'm not saying this is necessarily true in all cases. You can probably find some examples where that's not the case, but it's not really unexpected to see the Rams go in this direction, whether that's because, like, as I said, you can't find certain players in free agency readily available easily. Players like Tutu Atwell, I mean, if Tutu Atwell was a free agent, you know, there would be a lot of competition. Now, this is also sort of a weaker draft class, and wide receiver being the deepest position, this was still, I don't even know, but the 10th or 11th wide receiver drafted. That's just off the top of my head. I might be only 8th or 9th, but it was a deep wide receiver class where you could say there were 15 or 16 guys who, in an imaginary, you know, in their best setting, their highlight reels, you know, the things that you could watch, and not necessarily all of the things that they don't do well. There were a lot of guys that could make you believe they have star potential in the NFL. And looking at the last few years in the NFL draft, it's hard to deny that that's probably true, that some of these guys drafted on day two are going to be stars, just as Terry McLaurin or DK Metcalf or Debo Samuel or Chase Claypool. There's one that I know is like a big one that's just like not coming. AJ Brown. You know, there's so many examples of this happening. And if you thought that you could predict it on draft day, I would vehemently disagree that people were, you know, wrong about a lot of these players for months between the drafts and training camp in their rookie seasons or their second seasons. You know, there were people who were wrong left and right. I mean, Justin Jefferson was the fifth wide receiver off of the board last year after Jalen Reagor. So it's so unclear at the time, and we can't really say at this point, but you know, for Tutu Atwell at 155 pounds. So just to quickly discuss the player, the prospect, that's what you really want to know anyway. But Tutu Atwell, coming out of high school in 2018, was only a three-star prospect, but he was 26th at his position in the nation at wide receiver. He committed to Louisville over offers from Florida Atlantic, Florida International, Illinois, and Marshall. You know, not the big schools. Three-star receiver because 5'9", 158 pounds when he's listed on Rivals. He's not even listed at 158 pounds now. He's listed at more like 155, 152 pounds now. So yes, the lightest player, according to Twitter, the lightest wide receiver drafted into the NFL since 1999. Now, you can look at that and say that's a bad sign. Why this guy is the lightest of all time. Or you can look at it and go, if this guy was good enough to get drafted, projected in the third round or the fourth round, even if he was projected, can everybody agree? Every analyst, every scout, every expert, every writer, every critic, every skeptic, can everybody agree that even if you said that Tutu Atwell was going to get drafted in the sixth round, you're amazed, aren't you? There was a 153-pound guy who had a draftable grade. Now again, it's a lighter talent pool, and maybe that's also playing a factor here into Tutu Atwell's draftability. And you know, critics and skeptics of the pick are allowed to have their day in court. You know, I can't say that Tutu Atwell is going to work in the NFL any better than anyone could have predicted John Ross to work out in the NFL or Tavon Austin. You know, it's not necessarily true that players of that ilk will be unsuccessful when we know that there are players like Tyreek Hill and look, Tyreek Hill is a one of a kind. I don't think that the people should be looking for the next Tyreek Hill. It's just not really the game plan. You know, George Kittle is a one of a kind. Some of these guys, you know, it's just not like they come around, and your only real hope is that when you draft a Tutu Atwell, that he is one of a kind, that he's a Tutu Atwell. And that's what the Rams are hoping for. And they believe that with their system, Tutu Atwell is going to get a ton of opportunities. He ran a 4.32 40 yard dash at his pro day. He didn't show up here on the college reference website for some reason. Oh, there he is. And they don't have to list all the same numbers, but a reported 4.32 would have been the third fastest behind Anthony Schwartz, as I previously mentioned, and Rondale Moore, who was also drafted in the second round. Those guys are really young, 20 years old. Tutu Atwell, 21 years old. This is also important because last year they drafted Van Jefferson. He was 24 years old. He was the oldest wide receiver in the draft. So the Rams actually do get younger at the position. I don't want to, you know, discount Van Jefferson or take Van Jefferson out of the equation for the Rams. he is a part of the plan, but he is also like Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods. I mean, Van Jefferson and Robert Woods are like perfect comps for each other. So it's not necessarily any truth to the fact that just because by name, by position only, wide receiver, you say, well, Tutu Atwell and Van Jefferson, they took these guys in and 2 years in a row. I mean, to me, that's like saying that the Rams shouldn't draft a tackle because they have three starting guards. You know, we have to be able to separate in our heads the differences between wide receivers no differently than we separate in our head the differences between offensive linemen and defensive linemen. Okay, a player like Tutu Atwell, who, according to PFF, was the most productive slot receiver in college football over the last 3 years, is a player who is playing a different position. I mean, when you're talking about a player who's 5'8", 152 pounds, and is the lightest player to be drafted as a wide receiver and that he's unique and all this kind of stuff, then why are we even referring to the fact that the Rams drafted a wide receiver? You know that he's going to take handoffs in Sean McVay's offense, right? Like, he's going to be a player who does a lot of different things. And I think that it's going to be surprising to people how effective those things could be. Again, he could be a dud. He could be dud Atwell. And that wouldn't suit me well when I'm trying to talk him up right now. But then again, you know, people aren't ever going to listen to this and clip this and bring it back or anything like that. I'll just give a little bit of a story here from the Miami Herald, where the story is: Northwestern's Tutu Atwell completes journey from too small QB to NFL as second round pick. I like to give some story backgrounds on these prospects, on these draftees. So even though it's not my writing, this is the wonderful writing of David Wilson, I wanted to give a little bit of a story. This says that less than 4 years ago, Tutu Atwell was an undersized championship winning quarterback for Miami Northwestern. And now he's an NFL wide receiver headed to the Rams in the second round of the draft. The Rams selected Atwell with the 25th pick of the second round on Friday, completing the 5'9", 149-pound receiver's improbable path from too small to play good college quarterback to second-day NFL draft pick. So right there, you get some background on why Tutu Atwell was a player who had a three-star rating, and coming out of high school, he was a quarterback. So you're getting a little bit of story here about why he was overlooked as a prospect. Tutu Atwell as a wide receiver prospect or a running back prospect, maybe he does get bigger offers, right? So if they're looking at him in that way, I love that. I love that whenever I can find out why a guy was under recruited. And if it feels like a reason that's not bad, it isn't like he was not that good of a player, or I love it when it's just for some reason that this prospect, because Rivals and Scouts and 247 and everything with their ratings of prospects coming out of high school, I mean, there are so many things about it that are misused and misproperly understood, that people, they're misunderstood and people use them misproperly. Why do I keep saying a word that's not a word? But I think that people do misuse those ratings coming out of high school, and they don't quite... It's not fair to these prospects, where it's like there's thousands of high school kids playing football, trying to jockey for position among as recruits. And these stars are so important, and the way that they're perceived is so important, and that's how they're treated all through their college careers as draft prospects. It goes into play so heavily. So to me, when it's like, yeah, well, he just didn't have a position coming out of high school, but he was phenomenal. He was the best player in school and the best that they had ever seen. And he transformed programs and he was just learning wide receiver. To me, that's really important. So I do like that about Tutu Atwell as well. You know, I didn't know that about him prior to the Rams selecting him. It continues: as a dual threat quarterback, Atwell helped Northwestern end a 10-year state title drought. What did I just say? I like winners at places that were not winning. I love that. And that's Tutu Atwell. As a dual threat quarterback, Atwell helped Northwestern end a 10-year state title drought in 2017 when he guided the Bulls to their first championship since 2007, but few colleges knew what to make of him. He only had about a dozen scholarship offers, and the Cardinals were one of only two teams from a Power 5 conference to offer him. And then they go, I don't want to say everything that he said. His first real first name is Chitarius, but he uses his father's nickname and follows in his legacy as well. His father, the elder Atwell, was a star receiver at Miami High and then racked up more than 2,500 receiving yards in his career with the Minnesota Golden Gophers, although he never played in the NFL. So there you go. You know, his dad, a big player, notable college wide receiver, and Atwell, you know, it's interesting that he didn't start out there as a wide receiver given his dad's history at the position. But, you know, I think there's some good background there to get an idea of what Tutu Atwell really kind of brings outside of the physicality, which is what's going to be brought up the most. I think that's really unfair to Tutu Atwell. I think that's unfair to any prospect to, you know, focus on their size or their measurables. Obviously, the measurables like the speed is coming into play with the Rams drafting him, but we also know that the Rams have been pretty outspoken with the fact that they don't care about 40-yard dash time. They want to care about the speed and the game film on tape. And I think that's, you know, the 4.32 that he ran at his pro day is really just indicative of whatever I think Les Snead and Sean McVay were seeing on film. Because if he looked slow on film, you know, or if he looked like 4.45 on film and he ran a 4.32, I don't think that the Rams would have had him scouted, rated this highly. So I think that that's like the most important thing as opposed to, and the fact that he had versatility and the fact that he was, again, I just love guys that were at the place that wasn't winning and then they win. You know, so many guys coming out of Alabama or they're coming out of these powerhouse Matter Day high school programs. I like guys like that's why last year I thought Justin Herbert was a good quarterback prospect. I like guys that really seem to love football and, you know, were overlooked for reasons that are kind of stupid. And I think that Tutu Atwell has been overlooked and underrated maybe potentially for that reason. Again, doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to work out in the NFL. Everybody has to prove themselves. And we've seen a lot of these day two wide receivers, while some of them have become stars, other ones have gone completely the other way and have practically no place in the NFL at this point. So I think that Tutu Atwell is a guy that right off the bat is an impressive prospect, regardless of when the Rams drafted him, at what place in the draft, regardless of all that stuff. And, you know, again, his pro day measurements, 5'8", 155 pounds, 33-inch vertical, 9'9", broad jump, and an official 40, 4.32, with a cone time of 6.87, and 6.87 is pretty fast. It's not the fastest, pretty fast. His shuttle time, 4.14, very fast, very fast. But I just really think that off the top, you can't say that Tutu Atwell is a bad prospect. And the Rams, whether they draft him 57th or 88th, or, you know, it didn't get them, you know, I think that it is a pick that makes a lot of sense based on the Matthew Stafford selection and what he could do for the Rams. So that's it for this quick hit on Tutu Atwell. I'll be around later to talk about the Rams' other selections in the 2021 draft.